Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Step up to the plate and relive the golden age of baseball. We are so excited to introduce Classic Baseball Broadcast, your future destination to relive in original broadcast format the most iconic games, legendary calls, and timeless moments from baseball history. Whether you're a diehard fan or just discovering the roots of the game, everything you need, because we have a treasure chest of baseball's greatest stories told by the folks who were there. Go ahead and visit ClassicBaseballBroadcast.com today. Sign up for free, and let's keep the spirit of America's pastime alive one inning at a time. This is Baseball History Daily, and I'm Tom, a baseball nostalgia enthusiast, and I'm just here to bring you a few minutes about today in baseball history. And here's my co-host Robin to jump into today's highlights.
On August 11th, 1907, the Cardinals' Ed Carger throws a perfect game against the Boston Doves in the second game of a doubleheader. The game was shortened to 7 innings by prior agreement, which was commonplace at the time. This is the only abridged perfect game or no-hitter that was not shortened by weather in the history of the game. After missing 6 weeks, first with broken ribs, then a thumb broken in a fight with a butcher's clerk, Ty Cobb signs a new 3-year contract and returns to the Tigers lineup on August 11, 1914. Cobb would play in only 97 games that season, but would still go on to win another batting crown, hitting .368. Under existing rules, his .345 at-bats were enough to qualify. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? August 11th, 1950, hitting just .279 and languishing in a 4-for-38 slump, Yankee great Joe DiMaggio is benched for the first time in his career. His replacement, Cliff Mapes, gives the Yankees a 7-6 win over the A's with a mammoth 7th-inning homer. 1979, Phillies reliever Tug McGraw surrenders an 8th-inning grand slam to the Pirates' Ed Ott as the Bucks win 14-11. This would be the 4th grand slam McGraw gave up that season, setting a new National League mark and tying with Detroit's Ray Nerleski, who did it in 1959. The Cubs paraded out 10 pitchers in a 17-inning 10-8 loss to the Pirates on August 11, 1985. This game is the continuation of a contest that started on April 20th but was suspended because of darkness. Barry Jones, the winning pitcher who struck out the side, and Barry Bonds, who drove in the game-winning run, were both in the minors when the game started. The losing Frank Dipino started the season with Houston. August 11th, 2009, Boston's 7-5 win over Detroit at Fenway Park is marred by a brawl in the second inning. When Kevin Youkilis is hit by a Rick Porcello pitch, he charges the mound and both benches empty. Both players are ejected, and Youk's replacement, Mike Lowell, hits 2 home runs to power the Red Sox to victory. That was August 11th, This Day in Baseball.
Our extensive collection of radio broadcasts captures the game's most iconic moments. They are retold to you by those who lived it. These broadcasts narrate more than just a game. They paint a vivid picture of the era and the legends that shaped it. Have a quick listen.
Brought to you direct from Comiskey Park.
Speaking to you from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.
This is Ernie Harwell at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. We're at Maven Field.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. Today we're out at the Polo Ground, that historic old home of the New York Giants, nestled in the lee of Coogan's Bluff on the island of Manhattan.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ralph Kiner. Welcome to another big league game from Houston, Texas, here at Colt Stadium.
And now good afternoon, everyone, to baseball fans everywhere. This is Bill Slater with Al Helfer and Bill Corum greeting you from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening at Sportsman's Park.
Welcome you to another baseball broadcast brought to you direct from Wrigley Field.
Well, it's another beautiful day here in Yankee Stadium.
This is Vin Scully, along with Jerry Doggett and Al Helfer, inviting you to stay with us now.
Excited to start listening to some of these games? Just come on over to members.thisdayinbaseball.com and join us today. As we wrap up today's show, thank you, Robin, for today's highlights. You can find her for voiceover work at robinsays.com. And if you enjoy the podcast, please help me out and do one of 3 things. Follow, subscribe this podcast. and leave a review. It really helps. Share us with your baseball friends. Let them know about us. Or jump over to members.thisdayinbaseball.com. Join our email list, community, and our family of baseball podcasts. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm glad you stuck around to the end. And I just wanted to credit those audio sources. That all the credits are in the show notes, as well as a link to all the audio libraries. As a quick reminder, the best way to stay connected with us is just to sign up for the daily newsletter. The daily newsletter has trivia, quotes, link to today's podcast, history, and much, much more. Everything is in the show notes. Just click away and enjoy. And I hope to see you at a ballpark real soon.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey. Are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices, there are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.